police. Or whoever it is out here that they call police.
The body? Danny had only heard that phrase in TV shows his parents watched. Marina grabbed her son, who was fussing, and led Danny down the walkway toward his bike, redirecting him away from the body, as Danny now thought of it. She told Danny to ride home, and then put her son in the baby seat of her bike and took off after him. Danny wasn't part of the excitement after that, but he did get to speak to two police officers that day. They were real police officers, weren't they? And tell them what he'd found and how he'd found it. His parents seemed upset. He'd overheard them speaking in a loud whisper in their bedroom after the cops had left.
Great. Now he's going to be the dead body kid. This is going to be the talk of Dalton, said his mom, Jessica.
I wonder if there's a way we can sue the town, said his dad, Max. I'm not paying $2 million for my beach house plus $50,000 in property taxes for my son to find a corpse. Someone needs to pay for this.
But overall, Danny felt pretty good about discovering the first murder victim in Salcombe, like, ever. He was looking forward to telling all his friends at camp about it. How cool was that?
Part 1. June 26th. 1. Lauren Parker. Lauren Parker was in desperate need of a great summer. This winter had been awful. First of all, it had been freezing since December. Lauren hated the cold. If she could move to Miami, she would. It seemed like everyone else she knew was doing just that. But Jason's job was based in New York, and he needed to occasionally stop by the office. He was the boss, after all.
If you're the boss, why can't you just declare you're moving to Florida? Lauren kept asking. You don't go in during the summer.
She never got a good reply. Secondly, the Upper East Side school that Lauren's kids went to, Braeburn Academy, had been embroiled in a public scandal, and for months, it was all anyone within a 20-block radius could talk about. It started in February, when the school's board received an anonymous email about Mr. Whitney, Braeburn's revered headmaster of 20 years. Mr. Whitney was a Braeburn legend, British, in his late 60s, fond of bow ties and fountain pens. He'd taken the academy from B-list to a true competitor on the scene. Braeburn was now the preferred choice for the most discerning New York City parents, including the Parkers, who bragged to all their friends about Mr. Whitney's unwillingness to bend to the winds of social change. So, when the board received the accusatory email, it was as if a bomb had gone off on 93rd Street in Madison. Mr. Whitney wasn't who he said he was. He was a fraud, according to the widely forwarded screed, a community college dropout who'd forged his resume 2 decades ago and tricked Braeburn's leadership into hiring him. They'd all been had by a swindler, a guy from New Jersey who'd pretended to be from England, who'd created a character that specifically, smartly, preyed on the status-obsessed dupes of the Upper East Side. The story leaked, ending up as a cover in New York Magazine. How Francis Whitney tricked New York's upper crust. Lauren and her mom friends were completely mortified. They'd all gone to great lengths to secure spots for their children at Braeburn and shelled out $50,000 per kid for the privilege of attending. To have it all revealed as a scam, as the rest of the private school circuit sniggered, was a real blow.
I still can't believe this happened to us, said Lauren's friend Mimi Golden recently, sighing.
They were having a glass of wine at Felice on 83rd Street. Mimi had come from a Botox touch-up, and her forehead was speckled with red dots where the needle had entered.
I don't want to talk about it for one more second. We're decamping for the Hamptons next week. When are you heading out to Fire Island?
On Saturday, said Lauren. Jason's been busy with work, so we haven't had a chance to open the house yet.
How's everything going with you two?
Mimi asked, staring at Lauren with what Lauren imagined Mimi thought was a concerned look. But the toxins wouldn't allow for that. Lauren, after 3 wines and no food at a fundraiser, had mentioned that